Moncrief on News Talk.
You might regard this as common sense or nanny statism. In the UK, the government plans to label firewood and stoves with a health warning. Some people think we should do the same here, among them Irish Doctors for the Environment. Orla Gaynor is their operations director. Good afternoon, Orla.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So what's wrong with wood? Poor wood.
Poor wood. So this is ultimately a public health issue. And the problem here is awareness that it is a health issue. So in Ireland, we do have a culture of lighting our fires and lighting our stoves. And people are not aware of the pollution that it releases, not only into the atmosphere, but into the home itself. So we call this, this is known as particulate matter. It's at a microscopic level. You might see it written as PM2.5, which is, and if we consider the width of a human hair is about 50 to 100 microns. This is much, much, much smaller on a nanoscopic level. So we don't see it and we're not aware of it, how it enters into the lungs and into the bloodstream, where it causes heart illness, lung illness, cancer, and even cognitive decline.
Right. OK. And so but say a lot of houses now would have a stove. I would have thought that's sealed in. And that's not going to affect you in the house.
It does, actually. Not all stoves are created equal. The proposed legislation in the UK proposes limits of the amount of smoke that it emits per hour. We don't seem to measure that here in terms of grams per hour. But you are still exposed to it, even when you open the fire to load the firewood in. And it still does emit particles, even though it looks like it's sealed, but you still have to open the vents. And be, like I said, it's on a microscopic level, so you just don't see it being emitted.
Yeah.
So people aren't aware.
But if you just open the door occasionally to chuck a bit of wood in, you're not dousing yourself in smoke.
You're not. It doesn't feel like you're dousing yourself in smoke, but you can actually, you do actually get exposed to quite a lot of that particulate matter, regardless of whether you are careful about it or not, or even if you're doing it only a few times a day, you are still exposed to that particulate matter. And that's what the science is very clear on it. Unfortunately, we do have to have this shift away from reliance on burning solid fuels in the home.
Yeah. And does it depend on what the wood is?
It's not about the wood itself. Now, I don't know the differences between wood itself. I don't think it's particularly, that's not the primary issue. But now the legislation in the UK also is proposing reductions in the limits of the moisture of the wood. So the wetter the wood is, or if the wood kind of sizzles and you put it on the fire, that it's going to burn far more inefficiently. It releases a lot more particles and therefore more harmful to your health.
Mm. So presumably I've only been asking you about stoves. If it's an open fire, it's even worse.
Exactly. You'd be absolutely correct in thinking that. So open fires versus stoves. Open fires will release a lot more of that particulate matter into your home versus a stove. Now, if we kind of compare that with regular cigarettes versus low tar cigarettes, we know that there's still a significant health danger there.
Yeah. Now, the smoke is going then into the atmosphere. So presumably that's doing damage as well. Do we know how much damage this is doing?
We do. So there is extensive research on the effects of air pollution on health. Now, when we talk about the effects of air pollution in the research, it's usually divided into household air pollution and what's called ambient air pollution, which is the atmospheric air pollution. So if we actually take all the deaths, for example, from ischemic heart disease, which is what we know as heart failure, we can actually attribute 15% of all those deaths alone to household air pollution.
Right.
So that's okay. Quite a lot. Another way we could illustrate it is in 2021, we could have avoided 138 deaths in Dublin alone if our air met the WHO guidelines. If we reduced it to even lower again, to the air quality was the lowest recorded in that study, we could actually avoid 201 deaths in that year. So it's really about, like, every life counts here. It's about quality, not just death, but also quality of life with lived years, with heart disease, with lung cancer, with dementia and cognitive decline.
Is this not an argument then to just ban them altogether? Ban open fireplaces, ban stoves?
We know that that's not the reality. The fact is, and we really have to acknowledge the social nuance here, that so many households are reliant on burning solid fuels. The fact of the matter is that wood is a much more financially stable option of a fuel to heat your house with. When you think of wood, of oil and gas, they're quite subject to geopolitical volatility of the changes in prices. So people are obviously going to go for wood because they see it as the cheaper option and may also be advertised as a greener option.
Isn't an image part of the problem here? Because you see, oh, I've got this A-rated home and there's a feckin' stove in the middle of it.
Yeah. Now, the UK legislation would reduce the rating on the stove, but burning wood involves deforestation, and that timber industry is polluting in itself. But when you cut down significant parts of a forest to produce firewood, that does emit carbon into the atmosphere because you've suddenly lost a huge carbon sink, and that's how it's really not a renewable energy as such.
Within your house, if you have a carbon monoxide monitor or anything like that, can that at least tell you how dangerous or not it is?
No, carbon monoxide is a separate issue. It's related, but not. But it's far, people know far more and are far more aware of carbon monoxide. So it is. We feel that it's really important that people know about the health impacts of particulate matter as well. So while carbon monoxide is an immediate, much more immediate health effects on the body, the particulate matter, that exposure, that prolonged exposure, like a few hours a day over years of your life, really does build up on its impact in the body. So you can get particulate matter, like air quality measures in your home, but that's not the standard at the minute.
There's also kind of an emotional thing about a fire, whether it be in a stove or a fireplace. It makes them feel better.
It's something that we have done for centuries, really, as we've burned
millennia,
fires.
Back
then it was an absolute necessity because we needed to keep warm, and the health effects of that cold exposure, that they're absolutely immediate. So we needed that fire. But as our technologies develop now, we need to start moving away from solid fuel burning within the home and push for cleaner and greener energy that's accessible to everybody, that shouldn't just be accessible to those with the financial means, but that everybody has access to clean and green energy and a grid that can handle that.
Orla, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Orla Gaynor there, Operations Officer for Irish Doctors for the Environment.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.